Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to take these next few minutes to share with me as we go into the Word of God. And I'm going to entitle this message, if you will, The Revelation of Truth. In John, the 14th chapter, Jesus declared in the 6th verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, truth in today's world is relative, but according to the Lord, He is absolute truth. In fact, one of the meanings of truth is a body of real things, events, facts, actuality, a transcendent or fundamental or spiritual truth. And we understand from the Gospel of John, there is actually a beautiful progression that I noticed, that our entire Christian walk is really a departure from deception and lies into embracing and entering into truth. And I don't care, maybe you were a young child when you gave your heart to Jesus, or for some of others, I was almost 30 years old before I accepted the Lord. And before that, we were all residents of the domain or realm of darkness. And when we acknowledge the reality of God and the atoning sacrifice of His Son Jesus Christ, His death and burial and resurrection from the dead, our spirits were born again. And we are never going to be more righteous, never more whole in our spirits as we are when we are born again. But we do have a work to accomplish on the soul level, our will, our emotions, our mind, even our bodies. Our bodies need to be controlled by the spirit man, because even Paul said, I keep under my body, lest I myself would become a castaway. What a terrible thing if that should be, if we know the truth, yet do not discipline ourselves as a good soldier to allow our spirit man to rule our choices and our attitudes and our speech. So our entire Christian walk then is a departure from deception and embracing truth. That's what it means to come into maturity. But as you perhaps have noticed, you can believe something. You can be absolutely convinced of the truth of it, that Jesus is alive, that He is our Savior, that He is your Redeemer, and that He's given you victory over all work of the enemy. He's given you victory over sin. And yet, on the soul or emotional level, there is sometimes a real contradiction. And there's a difference between what we believe and between the actual Christian doctrine and then the life and actions of Christians. Because if we are carnal and operating on a soulish or emotional level, we are not demonstrating the victory that Christ gives. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. In James 1 and 18, it says, of His own will, God Himself willed, and He begat us with the word of truth. So, beloved, our Christian walk, our spiritual birth, if you will, begins in truth. That another translation of James 1 and 18 is, of His own accord, He brought us into being through the message of truth. Now, the Greek word for truth is the unveiled reality, lying at the basis of and agreeing with the appearance. And it also means the manifested, veritable essence of matter, the reality pertaining to an appearance. And so, as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, in the Gospel of John, we see, if you will, a fivefold progression into truth. First of all, we're birthed into truth. Then, as we grow in the Lord, we experience His deliverance. And as we continue on in maturity, we begin to be led by the Spirit of God. We have His guidance. And that process, of course, they're not mutually exclusive. They're actually occurring all at the same time. Then there's a sanctification process that occurs by the Spirit of the Lord. And finally, we become witnesses. We are able not only have to have been partakers of the divine nature, we can share what Jesus has done for us. We overcome. What is the same to Revelation? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. John 1 and 17 says, For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Praise God. Let me now read some verses found in the Gospel of John, the third chapter. And I want to start reading at verse 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But listen to this, verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. He that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Beloved, that is our testimony. And I know, actually, as I was seeking truth as a young person, I had every intention of never being in a church again, because I really didn't believe Christianity was the answer to life's mysteries and problems. But because of that sincere desire, God brought me back to a revelation that indeed what I had heard as a child in a denominational Christian home was in fact the truth. But I began to grasp it, not just mentally, but with my whole heart, because it was as if I was a little fish and He gave me all the line I needed, but gradually and gradually began pulling me back. And thank God for that. And He's done that for each one of you, regardless of the differences in our life experiences. Jesus got a hold of me, praise God, and He won't let me go. That song we used to sing years ago. So, in the fourth chapter of John, verse 24, the word says, God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So our relationship with God is based on truth. We will grow in further and further knowledge and understanding of the Lord and His ways as we are committed to His truth. Now, I've shared we are birthed into God's family because of His truth. And then there's a deliverance that occurs as we continue to hold fast the confession of our faith. In the eighth chapter of John, verse 32, the word says, then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Beloved, as we lay hold, as we grasp God's truth, it will bring deliverance and victory. We have to know that we are in warfare. Battle lines are drawn, and we have to understand what is going on spiritually in terms of warfare. The enemy hides in confusion and subterfuge. He delights in lies and deception. But beloved, the truth of the Lord reveals and depletes him of power. Praise God. That Greek meaning for truth, it means it's as opposed to falsehood, error, insincerity, truth, as opposed to types, emblems, or shadows, integrity, rectitude of nature. And so then there is a work that if we will continue on in the word of the Lord, that truth, those revelation that God gives to us, each of us personally. Have you ever had the experience, beloved, you've read a book or you've heard a particular a principle in a message, and you agree with it, and you know, you thank the Lord, but it didn't really impact you? And then perhaps a few months later or a few years later, you hear that same truth again. It's because your spirit man at this point in time is now ready to receive that revelation. And even though you know, you remember, you heard it before, it doesn't impact you like it does now. You see, that's the glorious work of the Spirit of God as He continually deals with us and allows us to grow in the knowledge of God. We are then able to receive greater and greater revelation. Remember, Paul was saying to the Galatians, you know, you're on milk and you should be eating meat at this point. You can't give a baby a steak and expect him to be nourished by it. He's got to have milk. And so it is with us. We receive spiritual nourishment on the level that we're able to receive it. And the Holy Spirit is such a wonderful counselor, knowing when that time is just right. So He brings us deliverance, and He also, thirdly, as we grow in the Lord, there's a promised guidance that He will bring. In John, the 15th chapter, verse 26, Jesus said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me." Praise God. And also, Jesus spoke in John, the 16th chapter, verse 13, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, just as Jesus, and He will shew you things to come." What a wonderful promise, beloved, that He has promised to lead us into all truth. Well, my time has just again flown on this broadcast, and with the Lord's help, we will continue on tomorrow's, and I invite you to join me at this same time. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me, and I do want to thank my UCM family, my partners, for their prayer support as well as their financial help. Without both of those, we could not remain on this station. God bless you. I love you deeply and pray for you all the time. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer. Praise God.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.